the OKC Thunder try to rebound against the Spurs tonight. Oklahoma will be electing a new insurance commissioner, and Friday is the deadline to register to vote in the upcoming June primary races. This is the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. I'm Logan Layden. The Oklahoma City Thunder will try to bounce back after Monday night's double overtime loss at home to the San Antonio Spurs. OPMX's Ryan LaCroix reports on what to expect in Game 2 of tonight's Western Conference Finals.
The Thunder got off to a slow start, were heavily out-rebounded, and could not contain Spurs star Victor Wembanyama in Game 1. Speaking with reporters on Tuesday, Coach Mark Daigneault said, as the Thunder regroup, everything is on the table.
In these series, you know, one of the things you got to do is you got to figure out what the problems are, and you got to put the fires out pretty quickly. And so that's our challenge, and we got to work on that with the team today. We'll continue to work on it tomorrow, and then we'll throw our best pitch tomorrow night.
Game 2 against the Spurs tips off at the Paycom Center at 7:30 tonight and can be seen on television on NBC. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Oklahomans will be electing a new insurance commissioner this year. As Lionel Ramos reports, this person's job is to balance the market for consumers as storm seasons worsen and the number and cost of home insurance claims steadily climb.
Insurance Commissioner Greg Mulready is not seeking re-election. Hoping to replace him are five candidates running for Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner in the 2026 midterm elections, four Republicans and one Democrat. The job oversees the Oklahoma Insurance Department, which is responsible for enforcing the state's insurance laws, helping regulate the marketplace to maintain competition, and assisting Oklahomans with information about their coverage. But insurance costs in Oklahoma are steep and rising, thanks to increasingly devastating weather. So whoever voters elect will assume the responsibility for mitigating worsening tensions between insurance providers and consumers as rates get steeper and claims continue to pile up. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
And for a breakdown of who's running for insurance commissioner this election season, visit KGOU.org. And people who aren't registered to vote but want to be ahead of the June primaries must do so this week. Robbie Korth has more.
You have until Friday to register to vote in Oklahoma for the June primaries. That ballot will feature a slew of candidates vying for votes in partisan races. As a reminder, all primaries are closed to members of the specific party. So if you want to cast a ballot in a Republican or Democratic contest, you must register as a member of that party. Also on the ballot will be a state question on whether to increase Oklahomans' minimum wage. That is the only item independents will see. You can register in three ways: online, in person at a local election board or tag agency, or by mail, which must be postmarked by May 22nd. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, KGOU.org, and follow us on social media.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.